Well, good morning. I am wondering, have any of you ever tried and failed to read a book? Anyone? Oh, thank God, I'm not the only one. So there are two books for me, and I'm gonna ask another question that you can raise your hand. Who here has read War and Peace? War and Peace? Yeah, congratulations. Oh my goodness, I couldn't do it, I tried. Not only did I fail to read it, I failed to listen to it. I couldn't even get through it on Audible, it's true. The other book is Swan's Way by Marcel Proust. Any of you read that? Whew, it is very dense. Some of you know, my guilty pleasure TV show is Gilmore Girls, and in it, Lorelai says that she tried to read Swan's Way by Marcel Proust and only got through the first 20 pages. And then she explained that, you know, she just didn't think that a book that had one sentence that lasted 20 pages was for her, which is an exaggeration. It doesn't actually last that long, but it is very dense, and I had to keep rereading it and never quite got through it. And then here we have today, the Gospel of John. Thank you, Erica, for getting through that. Isn't it hard to read from the Gospel of John sometimes? You think that you just said what you're now saying, and so you must have made a mistake, and then you double check. No, no, actually, you're supposed to say it three different times in slightly different ways. It's so famously long-winded and deeply theological. And then to add to that, here on this second Sunday of Christmas, we also read from Ephesians. Now, we don't read a ton from Ephesians, but this is the longest winded explanation of God's redemptive power that you can find, because you can't tell this from Jason's reading of it, but that is actually, in Greek, it is one sentence. All 12 verses of that. One run-on sentence. It is an run-out-of-breath exposition of God's redemptive power for humanity in Christ. God's love and redemption is so big and life-changing that it leaves us breathless, as you could hear it read this morning. In fact, God can sometimes seem so big that God is beyond our understanding, unreachable, unfathomable. There is actually a song that we sometimes sing at the contemporary service. It's called Indescribable, and the words go, indescribable, uncontainable, you place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All-powerful, untamable, awestruck, we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim, you are amazing God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It's beautiful. As you stand there on Christmas Eve holding your candle in a dark sanctuary filled with all these beams of light from natural candles. But what kind of sense does it make? God was in the Word? The Word was God? It's too big. How can we even to begin to grasp what this means? And then to add to that, of course, you all know that the world in which we are living is so complex and mystifying. Even the best that this world has to offer seems so big. Countless stars, unfathomable black holes, and exploding supernovae, and dark matter, and mountains, and waterfalls, and eagles, and whales. It's beautiful. But if we were to study even one small aspect of it for 100 years, we would still not fully understand it. And then to add to that complexity of our world, it is also, of course, so often violent and ugly. War and oppression and dictatorships and starvation and cruelty and the powerful playing with the lives of the vulnerable. It's all too much, too hard, too complicated, so much so that it is tempting occasionally to just turn it all off and to, in this cold season of winter, simply go into hibernation and ignore the pain of the world around us. What then are we to make of this big, timeless, yet in the flesh God that is spoken of in our readings this morning? Don't we need, in the face of the hugeness of our world and the terror of the world around us, don't we need a God who we can understand, who we can feel, know, touch, who can help us make sense of even our slice of this world? Yes, this description that we get this morning of God is big, but I will tell you that it also, if you look carefully, it also enfolds us in God's love. It welcomes us in. It is big, but it's also particular. It promises to adopt us each as children of God. It promises fleshiness, love that is touchable, and that story unfolds throughout the Gospels. It shows up in, you remember the story of the blind man? The blind man who Jesus heals with what? With dirt. With dirt from the ground and spit from Jesus' own mouth. How fleshy is that? It continues with the story of a little boy who has a lunch, right? 5 loaves and 2 fish that somehow feeds the thousand being passed hand to hand, one person and one family to another. The bigness of God and God's love does not diminish the closeness of God's love for you. Because that love is experienced in, well, yesterday. Not all of you are here, but you can, as you can check the tape, right? Yeah, you can check the tape, that our bishop stood here in this pulpit and preached to the congregation, but especially and particularly to Thomas Jr., a not quite 2-year-old, as he wandered from over there in front of here, occasionally into the arms of mom or dad, and then over, and then stayed right here for most of the sermon. That was God's love incarnate in our world. It happened yesterday. You probably know that many of us have been sick, right? There are still folks who are recovering from being sick and not with us this morning, but yesterday, Dave Wagenfuhr, Conductor Dave, came back after being pretty sick, and he opened the train garden to our siblings in Christ from Carroll and Howard counties that had traveled here for the ordination. God's love is experienced in Lulu. Some of you might know Lulu. Some of you come to Loaves and Fishes on Saturday mornings occasionally. Lulu is there particularly when we are giving out clothing. And yesterday morning, Lulu found a gray suit for a man who could clearly use a suit. God's love shows up in every phone call and ride and kindness that has been shown to Carol Thomas over these last few weeks as she has said goodbye to her beloved, to our beloved Deacon Roger. Yes, any description of God and God's love is going to be a run-on sentence Because God's love for you is big and multifaceted and all-encompassing and life-changing and transformative. But our God is also intimate, as reachable as the hand of the person next to you. And, for that matter, the bigger your love, the more expansive your love, the more reflective it is of God's love. May our expansive understanding of God's love more than match the pain of the world that we see around us. And may we finally join John as we testify to the light. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.